We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, the Colts have drafted some players who a lot of people are talking about might have some insane potential. Need we use the word superstar? We're going to talk about that here in a minute here, guys. But before we get into it, I want to say this first thing is this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Make sure to use the Prize Picks app today and use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you guys sign up. Now, I will say right off the top of this video that, of course, these are unrealistic expectations. I'm not putting an expectation on the said players that we're about to talk about. I'm just saying, based off of what people have been talking about with these said players, and there are expectations for what some of these players we're about to talk about here are going to bring to the Indianapolis Colts in 2024 and beyond. So, again, there is expectation. There might be more expectations from some people than some others. I'm not sitting here suggesting that these guys will become superstars, but what we're talking about with them right now leads me and a bunch of others to think these guys could become superstars in this league if things go the right way. Now, who are these said players? Well, let's go ahead and hop right into it, guys. And I think the majority of you probably know the direction that I am heading in for this. First of all, the first pick in the draft for the Indianapolis Colts, Laiatu Latu. I think that is the first one you have to bring up when you're talking about the quote-unquote superstar potential and a guy like Laiatu Latu. And here's the reason why I say that. The main thing with it is how desirable Latu was for a bunch of different people. If it wasn't for the fact that there were seven teams in the NFL in the first 14 picks that needed quarterbacks and a bunch of teams that were needed some offensive help. And this was like the top three wide receivers in this draft were like guys that are being labeled as potential generational players. And a bunch of teams also didn't need some top offensive linemen. Then this would have been a situation where Latu would have been taken much sooner. So before you hit the, oh, he was drafted 15th overall, he's obviously not that great if, you know, he was taken that late. Because again, Cleveland Farrell was the fourth overall draft pick. And ain't no one thought that that dude was actually worth a fourth overall pick. So miss me with the where he was drafted. What I do say about it is we even saw clips recently coming out from the Jets that the Falcons, when they took Penix at 8, actually tried to trade back to number 10 to try and draft another player at 10. And I'm pretty confident that it was Latu because the Falcons were always linked to a defensive player. And there were several reports coming out right before the draft that were linking Latu to the Falcons. So there was a lot of debate on Latu being taken early. And the majority of people thought Latu was going to get taken a few picks before Indianapolis because, you know, there were a couple other teams that you thought could have went defense. But again, everyone went offense for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. The Falcons were willing to trade all the way back up to 10 to try to get him again. So, of course, I mean, there's definitely teams that wanted him, no doubt about it. Now, again, when you talk about how much the Colts wanted him in regards to his playing ability, you all have seen the clip. Chris Ballard saying we got the best effing rusher in the whole draft. The Indianapolis Colts, I mean, I guarantee you get Chris Ballard behind closed doors, he'd tell you we didn't expect Latu to make it to 15. I mean, truly, they probably thought that there was going to be somebody else the whole way through. So you look at what the Indianapolis Colts felt about him and what Gus Bradley felt about him, what Chris Ballard thought about him, what Coach Steichen thought about him. The amount of people that were super excited about getting this guy tells you in and of itself how much he was wanted from this particular circumstance. Now, going away from being wanted, it's not enough to just be wanted. It's kind of an important thing to, do you have the talent and the ability to be considered a superstar or have that superstar potential within you? Now, if you ask a bunch of different people, they'd probably tell you this guy is a really good player and could be a really great player in the NFL. The majority of people, when this draft move was made, most people would have told you that Latu was easily the best edge rusher, the best pass rusher, you know, the best overall defensive end in this draft when it came to just about everything. So there's no question that people highly desire the skill set of a Latu. And I mean, you don't even have to just look at the desire and look and listen to what other people can tell you. You just look at the stats. I mean, again, this guy had what, 25, 26 sacks in his last two seasons at UCLA. People were saying like this guy didn't play football for 2 years and then came into the UCLA and just started destroying guys. Like, teams had to extremely game plan against him, and sometimes it just ultimately didn't matter. Latu is a difference maker. And a lot of you maybe have already seen the image where, you know, they talk about his pure pass rush rate versus his win rate on those pass rush sets. Of the last 10 years, of the best edge rushers in college football to come out into the NFL, Latu was the second best player at pure pass rush win rate of all his rushes. Second best, only behind Nick Bosa. And we see what Nick Bosa has become. Nick Bosa is a top three edge guy in the entire NFL. And it's debatable on where you would place him by some metrics. But Nick Bosa is an elite edge guy. And if Latu is right behind him,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Then there you go. And Joey Bosa is behind Latu, even when Latu was in college. Joey Bosa, and we saw Joey Bosa was the third overall pick. And I believe it was, what, 2016 or something? 2016, 2017, whatever. I think it was 2016. He's been such a great player. Joey Bosa has been a top 10 edge guy in the NFL for ever since he came into the league. He's been a premier edge rusher. It's why he got paid. Was why he's getting paid $20, $25 million a year. So, I mean, if you're talking about a guy that's in between those guys and had a little less experience at the college level than Joey and still was able to do that, that in and of itself tells you how great he can be when he was dominating people in college the way that he was. This guy's got an insane arsenal of weapons, and his intelligence and his ability to understand how the game works. I mean, he is phenomenal. He's phenomenal. He knows how to play the game of football. And I'll just go ahead and put it out there. Coach Ed, I mean, he was saying how he works with so many great defensive linemen and all of this different stuff. He works with a ton of different guys, and he said how Latu is by far and away the one where he can look at people and say, I know this is a guy that can go in right away and get double-digit sacks next year for the Indianapolis Colts. Like, he's the one guy that I put my money on to get double-digit sacks that next season. I mean, I'm telling you right now, this guy is – super, super high on Latu, and he works with him. I mean, he works with him. He works with other NFL players. He works with these draft prospects and all these other guys. And to sit here and have that much confidence in what he has going for him, I mean, it's no joke. I mean, this is a guy that knows what it's like to be around these guys. And if he's sitting there with that much confidence saying that, I mean, sheesh. I mean, that tells you a lot about Latu's latent ability and what he's able to overcome. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. So I'll go ahead and hop into the next player here that we can talk about with the Indianapolis Colts and who has that superstar potential. And that's their next pick, Adonai Mitchell. Everyone has said it from the beginning of this draft process. You'd ask anyone, Adonai Mitchell was a huge favorite of a lot of people. I mean, there's some people that would have even put him as a potential top five wide receiver in this draft class, and in a deep, deep, deep wide receiver class. We talked about it and how, you know, there was going to be so many guys that were going to get taken super early because of what we're seeing from this deep of a wide receiver class. So Adonai Mitchell gets thrown in there, and he just does everything he was supposed to, had good production. He didn't have the greatest of production at Texas, but nevertheless, I mean, again, was a guy that was always on some star-studded teams with a lot of star-studded talent around him as well. I mean, this is a guy that can do everything. What was everyone saying about him? This is a guy that has that superstar potential because he's a receiver that can do it all for you.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Can run those slant routes. He has the amazing speed. He has the agility and the execution on routes. You know, that's the sort of situation you're finding yourself in for Indy if you bring Adonai Mitchell into this system. And, of course, you get to learn alongside Reggie Wayne, an all-time great wide receiver that knows how to get the potential out of someone like an Adonai Mitchell. You come into a great situation where there's weapons on this offense right now. Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, Jelani Woods, Adonai Mitchell, Josh Downs. We can keep going. I mean, Adonai Mitchell is now going to get added to a group of guys that is going to be able to form fit to his skills. And he's in a great position because you can utilize him in Shane Steichen's offense in any way you see fit. Adonai Mitchell works in every aspect of the game. So it will definitely be awesome to see what Adonai Mitchell can do from the very beginning. And some people had their speculations on the kind of teammate he is or kind of person he is. Regardless, I don't think that really matters. What we see is a player that can ball, does a lot of great things well. And I think this is a guy that here in a few years, I mean, you could have a situation where you have I'm not going to say it's a Jamar Chase, T. Higgins sort of situation, but you're going to have a dynamic duo with Michael Pittman and Adonai Mitchell. That's where it could go from there. And Josh Downs is right there with him. So, I mean, this is a great situation for Adonai Mitchell and his talent. It's not going to go wasted. Does Latu and Adonai Mitchell have that superstar potential that I mentioned? Let me know your guys' thoughts. Thank you guys so much for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Yeah. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.